start our trip around the NFL right now down in Chicago looking at the Bears as Jeremy Stoltz joins us here from the Bear Report. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Doing excellent. Let's start off with what you've made so far this Bears team through preseason.
Well, I think it's a team that is on the rise. They have brought back all 11 starters on offense, so you have to assume that the top 10 offense from last season will get better. And they've revamped the defense where, you know, especially along the defensive line, two new rookies in there, and Jared Allen, Lamar Houston. So, a lot of question marks, but, a lot of good things I saw in training camp.
Well, let's start right at the quarterback position. Jay Cutler, what is expected from him this year?
I really think that if Jay Cutler doesn't, have a Pro Bowl season, doesn't reach his potential, his high ceiling that we know he has, if he doesn't do it this year, he's probably never going to do it. The Bears have built a juggernaut of skill set weapons around him. Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Matt Forte, he just has, as many skill weapons as any other quarterback in the league, and he's got one of the best offensive lines. So if he can't do it this year, if he can't be a Pro Bowler, it's probably never going to happen.
Okay, so you mentioned he has to kind of make that next step forward. What does that include as far as skill set, reading the play? What does he need to do to take that next step and become as good as perhaps a Breeze or a Brady?
Well, it would help if he got the Bears to the playoffs, but no. I think he needs to cut down on some of the, in every game that Jay Cutler plays, there's always one or two passes where every Bears fan slaps their forehead, and he has to cut down on that. He has to quit throwing fourth and balls into triple coverage when, especially in the red zone. If he can do those things, stay smart on the field, cut down on the turnovers, and just let his playmakers, run with the ball and do their thing after the catch. He can be the Pro Bowler he was back in Denver.
Josh McCown, I guess kind of the safety net's gone there. Who's going to win the backup battle in your mind?
I really think it'll be Jimmy Clausen. I don't think that Jordan Palmer is a bad quarterback, but he's attempted 15 total passes in his career. And, although Clausen was mostly a backup in Carolina, he did have that 1 year of starting. And, he's got 4 years of NFL experience under his belt. His arm looks much stronger than Palmer, and he just looks more comfortable in the offense. And I think, tonight you're probably going to see Clausen separate himself from Palmer and win that number two position.
What's the next step for right guard, first round pick last year, Kyle Long?
I think he just needs to continue to develop. He had a Pro Bowl season last year, although I think he probably earned that more on name than he did with his play. That's not saying he had a bad season, but, there were a lot of really poor snaps by Kyle Long last year. But he had enough good ones to get into the Pro Bowl, and he just kind of needs to build on those and stay healthy. I mean, he's been banged up a little bit, had a viral infection earlier in training camp. But I think as long as he continues to progress, he'll continue to be a Pro Bowl right guard for the Bears.
Jeremy Stoltz joins us here from the Bear Report looking at the Bears. We just talked a little bit about the offensive line in Long. How about the unit as a whole? How do you think they're going to do keeping Cutler upright this year?
I think they will be fine as long as they stay healthy, and that's a big if, because the Bears, the front five unit, didn't miss a game due to injury last year, and that's just unheard of in today's NFL. The chance that that's going to happen in the second season is, astronomical. So you have to figure some guys are going to go down. So the continuity is there with the front five. They had the fourth fewest sacks in the league last year, but there has to be continuity with those backups when it's time for them to come in. And they've already had some injuries up front. So I think that the key there is to have those backups ready, have them ready to go, and be able to insert immediately and still keep that chemistry so that Jay Cutler can stay upright.
What's the attitude around Chicago with Mark Trestman?
I think Mark Trestman still has a lot to prove. I mean, he came in made a drastic change with the offense and, turned the 28th-ranked offense into the 8th-ranked offense. But the defense fell off the face of the earth, and the special teams took a step backward, and they didn't make the playoffs. They collapsed down the stretch. So I think that everyone's pretty excited about what Trestman brings as an offensive coordinator, but as a head coach, he still has a lot to prove. Still hasn't brought the team to the playoffs and hasn't done much other than what he did on offense. So this is a big season for him in showing that he can be an all-around head coach and not just an offensive coordinator.
Jeremy, they went and brought in some guys on defense, and I guess maybe the most notable name is Jared Allen. How much is left in that tank, do you think?
I still think he's probably got a year or two left. He's 32. He's a year younger than Julius Peppers, I believe. You know, and then we started to see that decline in Peppers after, you know, when he got to about 33. So I still think he's probably got one, two good years left in him. But, you know, people considered Jared Allen a bad year last year. He still had 12 sacks. And if you look at the Bears' history, 12 sacks has led the team in every single season dating back to 2007. So even if Jared Allen is just a mediocre player, he's probably going to be better than what the Bears have had previously.
Any thoughts on what the strategy or tactics might be changing under Mel Tucker?
Yeah, I think he's probably, you know, the handcuffs are off. Tucker had inherited the Lovie Smith system last year and kind of tried to keep some of the terminology and some of the scheme and personnel. And, you know, that's not there anymore. And he's kind of has autonomy to do what he wants. You remember Mel Tucker first was a defensive coordinator with the Cleveland Browns in a 3-4 system. So I think you're going to see some of those 3-4 principles being, you know, installed into kind of a hybrid defense this year, where maybe some of the defensive tackles are using different two-gap techniques. And, you know, we're going to see, you know, some creative stuff out of Shea McClellan at linebacker, too. So I don't think this is going to be the standard cover two defense that the Bears fans have been used to for the past 10 years.
Jeremy Stoltz joins us here from the Bear Report, looking at the Chicago Bears. Talking about the linebacking core, is that, if there's a concern on defense, is that the concern? I know Lance Briggs is back, but he's another year older as well. Is there a lot of question marks, I guess, around those linebackers?
Yeah, that's one of the major concerns. Like you pointed out, Briggs is over 30. DJ Williams is over 30 as well. And, you know, there's a couple of rookies in there, or last year's rookies, John Bostic and Kasim Green, and neither one of them proved much when they were thrown into the fire last year. And on top of it, you're taking a former first-round draft pick, Shea McClellan, switching him from defensive end to linebacker, and it's really anyone's guess how that's going to turn out. So, you know, Briggs and Williams, if they can't stay healthy, and you have to insert McClellan in there, and you have those second-year guys who are unproven at this point, you know, it could end up like last season where they couldn't stop anybody in the second half of the campaign.
Where does the first pick this year, Kyle Fuller, fit in with this group?
I think Kyle Fuller is a potentially a very special player. He's in the starting lineup now. He's probably going to line up out wide, and they've moved Tim Jennings, a two-time Pro Bowl cornerback, into their slot because of Kyle Fuller's potential. You know, the kid going up against Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffery in training camp was great theater. I mean, he didn't back down from either one of those Pro Bowlers. You know, he probably got the best of them 50% of the time. So his fearlessness, his physical style of play, I think is going to fit in really well with the Bears, and I think he's going to have an immediate impact for them this season.
Jeremy, when you look at their schedule, you always know that the tough teams that they face in that NFC North, but what do you think of their schedule? How's it break down for them this year?
Well, I think the really tough part of the schedule is in the first half. Five of the first eight games are going to be on the road, and that includes tilts at Green Bay and New England. It's a deadly part of the schedule in the first half, but it softens up a little on the second half. Five out of the last eight are at home. And it's really going to come down to, you know, those road games are tough, but they have to win those division games. And I think that with the power, the strength of the NFC North this year, whichever team can, you know, they're going to beat up on each other, but whichever team emerges from those divisional games is probably going to end up the NFC North champion.
Yeah, NFC North's an interesting season every year. You never know what you can get from the Lions. Green Bay is great if they have Aaron Rodgers. And then Minnesota, I think we can agree they'll be the worst team in that division. But how do you see the Bears stacking up in that division, and where could they finish?
Well, I think it really depends on how well this revamped defense plays.
Sure.
I think that the Bears are going to have a top 10 offense again. You know, like we talked about, bringing back all 11 starters. So, you know, this defense can step up. I think that they can hang with the Packers, even with Aaron Rodgers. I think Detroit's going to be much improved now that they have Jim Schwartz out of there. I think Caldwell's going to bring a different mentality to that team. So they're going to be tough as well. You know, so I think the Bears, honestly, they could, because of the unknown of the defense, they could end up first through third at any point in there. If I had to guess, I'd say Green Bay's going to win it again.
Jeremy Stoltz from the Bear Report. Great stuff, Jeremy. Appreciate the time this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.